Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. I've gotten that right every single interview. I feel pretty good about that. We're in the Mombacho booth with Claudio. Claudio, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Always awesome to chat and hang out with you. We've got some great cigars to talk about. We had some nice rum, which was fun.
Yes.
It's just been a great show. How's the show been going for you guys?
It's been fantastic, phenomenal. It has been really the year where we see the fruits that we were trying to harvest since we started 10 years ago, because this year is our 10th anniversary as well. So very happy about all the celebration, about the new Liga Maestro. We have the 10th anniversary cigar. That was a very very nice project to work on. On the side of blending the tobaccos we used, and very, very happy. The people is coming and saying, oh, the Mombacho boys, let's see them.
No, that's great. I love to see that you guys are starting to get more and more traction in the U.S. because your cigars are fantastic. You know that we're big fans of the cigars that you guys make. The 10th anniversary, we all smoked that at your welcome event, which was another. These guys are all class. And I've decided, and I'm gonna. This is all because of you. One of the best things to pair cigars with is champagne.
Huh? That was phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it helps when it's really nice champagne, too. But, I mean, it's perfect because you get that nice, crisp flavor from the champagne, nice little palate cleanser.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you cannot go wrong because the bubbles are going to clean your palate, and then it's not overpowering the smoke. It's a nice balance, and it was a nice event. Yeah.
Yeah, the 10th anniversary pairs really nicely with some Veuve Clicquot. Very nice, very nice. And tell us, we've talked a lot about the Liga Maestro, but tell us a little bit more about it again in case someone missed our show earlier. Just give us a little bit on the blend and that kind of thing.
Yes, Liga Maestro project that started in 2013. That was only for Italy, and then we turned the production, the current production, to distribute worldwide. We have five sizes. We go from a Petit Corona through a Toro. We have a Corona Larga. We have a Double Robusto, and we have a Robusto. 100% tobaccos from Nicaragua. You know, we love blending only 100% Nicaraguan tobaccos because we want to give a Nicaraguan experience. So that's the only way to give a true Nicaraguan experience. Available, we have the new packaging, so the new rings. We have been working to have the Mombacho as the mother of the different lines. So we have the Tierra Volcana, the Liga Maestro, the 10th anniversary. It's nice to see the cigars that they are very well received, and they smoke beautifully.
Yeah, they do. And the 10th anniversary was nice. That the 10th anniversary to me had a little bit more strength than the Liga Maestro.
Yes. We went a little bit like to the full body, but always very elegant.
Yeah.
The smoke is not rough, it's not rustic, it's very elegant, very well balanced. For the first time, I blended the tobaccos from Tierra Volcana and Liga Maestro, because we are talking about how to put the history of Mombacho in one cigar. I said using all tobaccos we are using in the past. So for the first time I did that, and would be the only time.
Yeah.
It's 5,000 cigars, 500 boxes of 10 available, and that's it, no more.
That's it, and it's gone, and then it's done. Well, you got to get your hands on some of those before they're gone. So the real questions, where's the best place that you've had dinner in Vegas since you've been here?
Last time I had food, it was 3 days ago. So
we don't get to eat, we don't get to sleep. We get water and rum. That's it, right?
Yeah. Oh, that rum, 25 years old, that was good too.
Yeah, the 25-year-old Florida Caña. If you have the means, I highly recommend you picking it up because it is so choice. I hope you guys get that reference. I don't know. So I don't think John did. It's a Ferris Bueller reference. Never mind. But no, that was quite good.
Yeah.
We've done hamburgers a lot and things like that. We haven't done any fine dining.
I mean, Vegas, there is so many places that you can go. I'm embarrassed about the choice. It's like a huge supermarket. You have 3,000 things on the roll. You just pick one.
It's tough. Like, that's probably the hardest thing. And we were talking about that the first day. I remember what I didn't like about being with a group of people in Vegas is trying to figure out where to eat.
Yeah,
because there's so many choices.
Yes.
You got to put one person in charge.
You know, Vegas is Vegas. There is so many choices, so many different things. And, I mean, it's nice to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
At least we can smoke inside with air conditioner, right?
True.
Outside, it's a little bit hot.
Not in the corridor, though.
Oh, no.
Not in the corridor right outside.
Yeah.
That's a no. So what else? I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think we covered it.
Yeah.
I think we nailed it. We spent a lot of time with Claudio and the Mombacho guys this year. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you, and I love to see the growth of the brand. The cigars are great, and if you guys haven't checked them out, you really need to. And I think we have reviews of everything posted, and we'll have you on the show again soon, and we can talk about that and from now on, I'm only drinking champagne when I smoke cigars. That's it. That's it. You've ruined me for everything else.
Thanks a lot for the support since the beginning. You have been a very, very supportive to us, and we see that. And it's nice to have this relationship between you guys, so that you spread the love as well of cigars, that of what we do in Nicaragua. So yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Guys, thanks for checking out all of the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.